So, I feel very sorry that His Grace Sukadev Prabhu asked me to prepare for the class, some of it, to glorify Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. So, I forgot, but whatever I know, I should have prepare in detail, but whatever little bit I know, we will start with that and then we will have a Bhagavatam class. Is that okay? There is that song book, I took it there, but then I. English song book. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanivadi Pachata Deshatarine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Sri Varsa Bhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripataye Krishna Sambandh Vigyana Dayine Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Ujvala Premathya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti Vigrahaya Namastute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Apasiddhanta Tvanta Harine So, it's very easy to understand His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada from His Pranati Mantra. So, Sri Varsa Bhanavi Devi Daitaya. So His name, very long name, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name, Sri Varshabhanavi Devi, that is Radharani, Vrishabhanu Varshabhanavi, Varshabhanavi Devi, Radharani, Daita, very dear to Srimati Radharani, or else Daita here servant Daita who is very dear to Srimati Radharani Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine. He is the giver of Vigyan, Gyan, Vigyan, about Srimati Radharani and Krishna Sambandha. So, this is Divya Gyan, Vigyan, Divya Gyan. Divya Gyan means three things, Sambandha, Abhideya or Prayojan. So he gives all three, Sambandha, starting with Sambandha, Gyan. So somehow or other, a living entity has to be reconnected, or better word would be, he has to revive his connection with Krishna. Revive. Connection is always there. No reconnection. But revive the connection. And that connection is Jivira Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Ranitya Das. So this is Sambandha. We have to link up ourselves again. Not again, revive that connection. Connection is eternally there. But we have forgotten. So we have to revive. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is reviving our connection with Krishna. Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dahine Prabhave Namaha. Prabhu Prabhave, Master. That Master who is reviving our Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan, Prayojan Gyan, who is reviving that Gyan, and who is Varsa Bhanavi Devi Daita. Varsa Bhanavi Devi Daita. Who is very dear to Srimati Radharani. So that spiritual master we are offering our obeisances to. So Madhurya Ujwala Premadhya Premadhya Sri Rupanu Gavarayate Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti Vigraha Namo Stute. Madhurya Ujwal Premadhya. Madhurya Ujwal Unnat Ras. Ujwal Unnat Ras and Madhur Ras is the same thing. Madhurya Ujwal Unnat Ras. So he is the he is realizing Madhurya Ujwal Ras and he is preaching Madhurya Ujwal Ras. Unnat Ujwal Ras means ultimately it culminates into Gopi Bhav and Manjari Bhav. That's a Unnat. Madhur Ras can be with Queens Dwarika. Madhur Ras can be broad. But Unnat Ujwal Ras, it pertaining to gopis, selfless. Tat sukhe sukhitvam, tat dukhe dukhitvam. Iti priti lakshanam. So that is Unnat. Just like Narada Muni goes to Dwarika and Lord has headache. So he's asking, what is the medicine? In short story, my dust of my devotees, if I can smear on my head, then my fever can be finished. So this is Leela. It's not that he has a headache. How can Krishna have a headache? Leela. He wanted to exhibit this Unnat Ujwal Ras. So Rukmini and Satyabhama and Nagnajiti and Jambavati and so on so they said, he's our pati, he's our beloved husband. And being wives, how can we ever do such a thing? Give a dust of our lotus feet to put it on his head. Which Nark is waiting for us? They were very afraid of Shastra, Shastra Vidhi. Raganuk Bhakti does not depend on Shastras, no dar. शास्त्रों का डर नहीं होता. रागानुग में हम नरक में जाएं या स्वर्ग में जाएं, they are not afraid of stringent laws of scriptures. If I do this mistake, I'll wind up in hell. If I do this mistake, I'll wind up in Sukarmukh Nark or Kumbhi Park Nark or so many Narks. Shastra Vidhi. So Raganuk Bhakti, first foremost condition is it doesn't depend on scriptural fear. No fear. We go to hell or heaven, or we just finish our, everything is finished from us, no problem. We want to give happiness, bliss to our beloved. That is Unnat. Unnat Ujwal. Madhurya Ujwal. Ujwal. Unnat Ujwal Ras. So Nara Muni goes to gopis, of course, and gopis says, "Oh, our dear, he has a headache." They were very morose and very disturbed. "And what is the medicine?" Immediately Narada Muni said, "This is a medicine. Oh, please take unlimited, as much as you want." Everybody lined up. "Please take and go immediately, fly. Take a jet plane. Please." And they were very, very morose and very sad hearing this, that Krishna has a headache. So this is Unnat Ujwal Ras, gopi bhav. I'm not taking you into some other sampradaya. This is our sampradaya, gopi bhav, manjari bhav, or some other group also. I'm just trying to be whatever is written here. Unnat Ujwal Ras. So that is Madhurya Ujwal. Madhur. Ujwal. Unnat Ras. Unnat Ujwal Rasam Svabhaktim Sriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this Unnat Ujwal Ras. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya, Sad Goswami's sampradaya, especially Rupanuga variety. It will come. Rupanuga. We are all Rupanuga, Prabhupada Nuga. Rupanuga. So, Unnat Ujwala Rasam, Madhurya Ujwala Premadhyaya. That prem. Madhur, Ujwal, Prem, Adya, enriched with Ujwal, Madhurta, Ujwal Prem, Ujwal Madhur Prem. Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida. Next word is Rupanuga. Prabhupada says we are all Rupanuga. Excuse me. Rupan. So Rupa Goswami is Siddha Swarup, Siddha Deya, Siddha Seva, eternal service in a spiritual world, is Rupa Manjari, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Saimura Sampada, Saimura Bhajana Pujana, Saimura Dharama Karama. Everything, Sri Rupa, is all in all to me. Rupa Manjari. So, Sri Rupa Anuga Varayate. We are all Rupa Anuga. And that is Manjari Bhav. Rupa Manjari. Guna Manjari. Raga Manjari. Rati Manjari. Lavanga Manjari, Priti, Prem Manjari, Netra Manjari, Ras Manjari, Ras Manjari, not Ras, Ras Manjari, Kamala Manjari, Kamala Manjari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Manjari, Vilas Manjari, Suvarna Manjari, and so many. Manjari. Manjari bhav. Rupa Anuga. Rupa Goswami's bhav, mood. he is giving that mood. The young girls can go in and out of kunjas and serve Radha Krishna without any desire to enjoy with Krishna. They are serving. So that is Rupanuga Varayate. Rupanuga Bhaktida, sorry. See, Rupanuga Bhaktida. Rupanuga, this is Rupanuga Bhakti. Meditating intensely on Radha Krishna's transcendental conjugal pastimes while practicing sadhana. And Raganuga Bhakti, both goes in hand. Parallel tracks of railway, both Raganuga and Sadhana. Bhakti goes together. Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti. Gaurang Mahaprabhu is known as Karuna Avatar. Krishna is also Param Karuna. Rasik Sekhar Krishna, Param Karuna. So Krishna is also Param Karuna, and Gaurang Mahaprabhu is even more. Udar, Audarya, Avatar, Udar Avatar, Audarya Dham, Udarta, Papi Tapi Yata Chilo, Hariname Udharilo. Not that you have to be a Brahmana, and you have to be this, and you have to do that. Udarta. Very compassionate. Udarta. So that is Gaurang Mahaprabhu. And that bhakti, Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti Vigraha, is the embodiment of Karuna of Krishna, of Gaurang Mahaprabhu. Udarta, compassion of Gaurang Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Karuna Sabda for him. He is a lion guru also, and Karuna also, both in one. Prabhupada was like that also. He was as hard as thunderbolt and as soft as rose flower. Both extreme. That's a very good quality actually. Both extreme. Then only then we can establish the religious principles. That's our quality of great acharyas, both soft and very strong. Sakti Vigraha Namastute. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine. So he preaches the Gauravani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, his preaching. And he was very vigorous preacher, very bold and very enthusiastic preacher. Before him, who knew Mayapur and which temple Mayapur had? Only Sonar Gaurang and Dhameshwar, and on Mayapur side, nothing. What was there? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made some contribution in Mayapur by establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. But it's a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his followers, very educated follower, very, very highly educated. Those days, impossible to find that many educated disciples who are staunch sannyasi, very staunch. Bona Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj and our Prabhupada, and so many of them. That was his Sakti. we can judge the tree by the fruits it bears. So many educated and very, very learned in English also. They all sannyasis, very learned scholars. So, Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine. So he is propagating Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, propagating Gauravani, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Dinatarine, he is the deliverer of Dina, meek and humble, and wretched also, and lowest of the lowest, and highest of the highest. He encompasses whole from bottom to top, the whole human society. Dinatarine is a deliverer of poor and deliverer of the highest also. Rupanuga viruddhapa apasiddhanta dvanta harine. So rupanuga, and that is rupanuga, gopi and manjaris. Rupanuga, this is dvanta. How we should worship Krishna. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhya. That's a worship of Krishna. Murai abhilas, vilas kunja diyovas. Nayane heribo sada, jugala rupa rasi. Yehi niveda, dharo, sakhira anugata karo. Seva abhilas, seva adhikara diyo. So this is Rupanuga philosophy. We have to follow the footsteps of gopis and manjaris, and of course you can have other rasas also, but this is Rupanuga. This is Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Sanatan and all Goswamis. So Rupanuga viruddha, viruddha upasiddhanta, sakhi, pekhi, chudadhari, all this upper sampradaya, all this, I am sakhi and wear bangle and sari and no sakhi pekhi, pekhi, beg dharam kiya, dress dharam, you dress like a pekhi. He dress like gopis, sakhi, he dress like sakhi, act like sakhi, veki, chuda dhari, they wear chuda, they wear bangles, thinking that I am sakhi and apasiddhanta. These are all apasiddhanta, dvanta harine, and he just put an end to this. Pretenders, cheaters, just to fill belly, they would do all these kind of things. So, viruddha apasiddhanta tvanta harine. He is a, you do not tolerate any statement which against the teachings of the devotional service enriched by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami Siddhanta, if anybody breaks, then he did not like it. His dvanta, harine, he cut. That is Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So, I'll go on to 8:30, I will think, 15 more minutes. Otherwise, if you have more time, then we can prolong Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's pastimes. But whatever I know a little bit about him, he's a lion guru, very strong preacher. He did not compromise with anything. He has so much devotion to his guru, so much devotion. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He wanted to take Diksha from him. He was illiterate, Babaji. And he was most literate. His English even very hard to understand and comprehend in this day and age. That Brahma Samhita purports he wrote. People say, oh, I can hardly understand this. What is it? Very scholar in English. Those days means whole India was almost illiterate. Those days. Whole India. And what to talk about English and going to college. Maybe vernacular, 7th standard at the most. And some will go to 12th standard. And that's very good education those days. And he is having so much powerful English those days. So he is very, very educated. And Bhakti, and his guru, Babaji Maharaj, he wanted Diksha from him. And he was determined. So he was asking, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj took a vow, I don't want any one disciple. Anyone. Maybe he's the only one. I don't know any other disciple of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Maybe there is some, I don't know. But he was asking and asking. One day Babaji Maharaj was doing his bhajan, chanting under the bridge where people will pass to and near the boat. And why he was doing that? Because he didn't want to get disturbed by anybody. Babaji Maharaj blessed me this. Babaji Maharaj blessed me with good wife, good money, good this, good that. He didn't have nothing to do with world. So he was chanting under the bridge across the river, and Bhakti Siddhanta said, what is the use of my life? My Guru Maharaj is not even ready to give me Diksha. Let me give up my life. And he climbed up that bridge on Ganga, and he shouted at Babaji Maharaj, if you don't give me Diksha, then what is the use of my life? There is nothing left in my life. I'll jump off the bridge and give up my life if you don't accept this wretched disciple. With utmost humility he was shouting. Not that challenging. You didn't give me, and this requesting. So Babaji Maharaj's heart melt at that moment. That I'll have to do something about this. And then he gives Diksha to him. So he was very determined and very dedicated to his Gurudev. When Babaji Maharaj was living in Tatiya, in other side, Navdeep side, Tatiya, where people would pass public toilets. Tatiya, he was doing his bhajan because he didn't want to bother with this world. Didn't want anybody to approach him. He would hide himself and do his bhajan. He was immersed in his bhajan. So Babaji Maharaj declared that to the Brahmins, Smartha Brahmins, that if I die, then please drag my body throughout Nadiya and throw it into the Ganga. Fishes can have food. This body is useless, material body. And tell people that this is material body and it is useless. At the end, it is going to wind up like this. So become devotee, become Krishna's bhakta. This body has no other purpose than performing devotional service to Krishna. So drag my body throughout Nadiya, Navadvip. So when he passed away, the Brahmins, Smartha Brahmins came and they were about to drag his body through the Nadiya because they were, you know. And all of a sudden Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came to know that Babaji Maharaj had left his body. So he rushed and saw the big huge crowd around the body of these Brahmanas and Navadvip people. And so he says, my Babaji Maharaj's body is totally transcendental, spiritual, Sachidananda body. You cannot touch this body. You people are contaminated. You cannot touch my Guru Maharaj's body. So, totally spiritual, not a dead body. Totally spiritual body. So he said, those who have not have illicit sex for 1 year, please, you are allowed to touch the body. And nobody come forward. 1 month, those who don't have illicit sex, 1 month, nobody came forward to touch his body. 1 week, and nobody came. And then, next outing, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they all flee away. They all sab bhagay, daur lagake bhagay. Roaring, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was roaring, blasting them. So then he finally made a samadhi of his Guru Maharaj. And there is Puspa Samadhi or real samadhi, I don't know, in Gaudiya Math, that first temple in Navadvip, on Mayapur side. Chaitanya Math, I believe. Chaitanya Math, there is a samadhi of Guru Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj in the end. As you go to the first gate, as you come from Krishnanagar, you go straight to the gate and straight you will hit Guru Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Samadhi Mandir. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Samadhi is also in that complex. Gandharvika Giridhari, Gaur Gandharvika Giridhari temple. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is very well known as a lion guru. One good pastime I recall is he had very educated disciples, and one of his disciples, father and mother, they came to this Chaitanya Math to rescue their son. So when he was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class on a Vyasasam, a little higher, so he took his disciple whose father and mother was coming to rescue him. He took that disciple and put him under his Vyasasa and hide him under his Vyasasa and save him. He said, if I can make one pure devotee, my going back to home, back to Godhead is guaranteed. If I can make one pure devotee. Many pure devotees he made. Many. So this is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He has many, many pastimes. Actually, His Holiness, he put this book together. What is the name? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's book. Bhakti Vikas Swami, yes. He put very nice big book of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's pastimes. So he was a lion guru. He established amazing things. Brihad Mridanga. Those days Russians were coming to India to convert India into the communism. So they had a patrika. They had a very nice magazine coming out every 2 months. Communist magazine. Beautiful. Those days, I have seen that also. Colorful. Total color. Four color. So he said that they are permeating communism to throughout India through this publication. So he got that idea from that. And he established Brihad Mridanga Press. A press, Mridanga beats and goes so much radius of distance Mridanga can be heard. But Brihad, big Mridanga, press is called Big Mridanga. Wherever this printed books from the press goes, it creates revolution. So that's why he established so many press, and he print his books, and Nadia Patrika, or which one was that? Patrika name. He has a newspaper coming out every day newspaper. If material world can produce this, so many newspapers, spiritual world, so much is happening there. Every single moment, so much is happening in spiritual world. Unlimited. So, why can't we not have a newspaper every single day? The news will be what Krishna is doing with Radharani, what gopis are doing, what manjaris are doing, what his servants, Ratrak, Rattak, Patrak is doing, what his parents is doing, how he's interacting, where he's herding his cows, and so many unlimited pastimes every single day. Sporting pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. So we can publish newspaper. So he established Sajjan Toshani and the newspaper name. I had it in my mind. Anyway, he started book distribution. That is his idea to propagate Krishna consciousness through patrikas, through books, through publications. And he wrote the commentary on many scriptures. One is Brahma Samhita, one is Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe Bhagavad Gita also. And he wrote so much literature. Bhakti Siddhanta himself. He had an idea of establishing the institution, Gaudiya Math institution. And he had an idea of so many GBCs, so many board of trustees, so many members of GBC body. That was his idea. Many GBCs. And these GBCs will spread Krishna consciousness. He sent his devotees, sannyasis, to London to preach Krishna consciousness, Bono Maharaj and some others. And he said, even if you have to serve meat on Sunday feast, no problem. Make them devotees. Even if you have to do such a thing. But make devotees, make them understand Krishna consciousness. He was the first guru, Bhakti Siddhanta, he was a sannyasi, but still he would cross the ocean. He made his disciple cross the ocean, sannyas, disciples. And he used nice cars, Minglis, you know, dovetailing every modern amenities to preach Krishna consciousness. Of course, his father was very rich and aristocratic, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a magistrate in those days, which is unheard of. Maybe he must be the only one magistrate who is Indian in India. There won't be any other Indian magistrate. All white English people, magistrate. It's a very prestigious, influential position. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has many pastimes. But he was a lion guru, very bold and many pastimes, sending him to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sending him for debate, impersonalist debate. Many, many pastimes. So I'll stop here. We should continue Bhagavatam also. Unless we want to glorify throughout class, then I can ask you. Everybody can contribute. What would you like to do?
Huh?
Oh, no breakfast today. Okay. Surprise for everybody, maybe. Okay, then I'll ask you, but we have to do the Bhagavatam class, no, after this? Huh? Not up to me, it's up to you. You order me to speak about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Anybody wants to contribute about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur pastimes or anything about it? Yes? Yes, that was his statement. That if you want to see your spiritual master, then you have to leave your intelligence outside his room, where your shoes are. Don't use your intelligence, just surrender. Listen to him what he says and take it as absolute statement. No question should be asked. It's an absolute statement. He also performed so many years of sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. How many times, I don't know. But anybody knows? 14 years or some years, he just went into bhajan and chanted holy name day in and day out. Any another comment or pastimes anybody would like to contribute?
He said you have to beat your blindness.
Yes. He said he said, how to control mind? So, you have to beat your mind with your shoe 3 times a day. Of course, you will hit the head first, then there is a mind inside. But it's a good idea.
Yes. Morning with the shoes and night time with the danda. Hear it. Surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Mind has to surrender to Krishna. Hit your head with the danda. Any other? Yes? Why don't you? Thank you. Krishna's devotee. Wait.
And then another person came to see him and he said, I am a devotee of the devotee. And he said, bring him right away.
What is that?
Devotees of the devotee.
Devotees, then bring him.
Right away.
Right away. So he's establishing the importance of devotees. I am Krishna's devotee. No, I am devotees of devotee. I am a devotee of my Krishna's devotee. Dasa Dasa Mudas.
And he instructed Prabhupada because Prabhupada was becoming very careful.
He instructed Prabhupada?
To go out and preach because Prabhupada was listening in lecture very
Yes. Well. On very first meeting with our Prabhupada, he said he likes to hear. His hearing is very attentive. He likes to hear. So he instructed right away that because you know English, you must preach to English speaking people. You must preach to English speaking people. And he said to Prabhupada, if you get on Radhakund, they were walking on the dividing platform of Radhakund, Shyamakund. They were walking, Prabhupada had his son with him, holding his hand. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed him that if you get any money, if at all you get any money, then print books. This is his instruction to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada proved it. He had the biggest publishing of religious book. He was the biggest publisher of religious book. In Los Angeles, they had a big, huge warehouse and lived in so many books and being printed. And I have seen the semi-trailer. You know semi-trailer? Big, huge truck. The biggest truck that you see here, that is semi-trailer. 40 feet long truck, trailer. Not tractor is included. Tractor is different. Semi-trailer filled with books and wheeled into the Chicago. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there at that time. And basement was whole Evanston, Illinois. The Chicago Temple basement was full of books and airport. O'Hare Airport. So he instructed Srila Prabhupada, if at all you get any money, print the books, distribute my book. Prabhupada said, so if at all you love me, Distribute my books. This is also marathon going on now. Yes, Prabhu, you were saying something.
Well, I was just saying that those big six tracks, they take 45 tons.
45 tons.
Yes, 45 tons. That many books, I've seen that. And that truck was dedicated to deliver all over. In Vancouver, also I've seen tons, whole warehouse full of BTCs, one BTC, and $250,000 in 1 year, Vancouver Temple would deposit to BBT. And Chicago, who knows, $500,000.
And so many temples like that. Books. So that's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction. And Prabhupada took it to his heart. English speaking people preach. He took it to his heart. And that's how we came into being. If Prabhupada wouldn't have crossed the ocean, Atlantic, an Indian ocean, we would not be devotee. At least I wouldn't be. My father sent me to America to become Bada Sahib. Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's patent word, Bada Sahib. Bada Sahib. So this is a contribution of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He made many moons. And Prabhupada was that glorious Chaudhavahika, Poonam Ka Chand. Prabhupada is Poonam Ka Chand. The full moon day, 15th day. Any other comment about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Yes? Yes. Yes. Prabhupada see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur three times only in his life. But he felt his presence every minute. My Guru Maharaj is always there with me. I never recall any moment where my Guru Dev was not right beside me. Guru Dev's presence he used to felt. His presence. Anybody else? Okay, if you want me to turn into Bhagavatam class. Okay.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jaya mudiret nasta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naistiki Granth Rasrimad Bhagavatam Canto 3 Chapter 26 and Sloka Sankhya 51 Sorry, 61. Responsibly, please. Manasaha, from the mind. Chandrama, the moon. Jata, appear. Buddhi, intelligence. Buddhe, from intelligence. Girampati, the lord of speech. Brahma, Ahankara, false ego, Tata, them, Rudra, Lord Shiva, Chittam, consciousness, Chaitya, the deity presiding over consciousness, tata them. Abhavat appeared. Manasascha chandra majato. Buddhir buddhir garimapati. Ahankarastatu rudras. Chittam chaitya tato abhavet.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After the mind, the moon appeared, intelligence appeared next, and after intelligence, Lord Brahma appeared. Then the false ego appeared, and then Lord Shiva. And after the appearance of Lord Shiva came consciousness and the deity presiding over consciousness. Purport. The moon appeared after the appearance of mind, and this indicates that the moon is the presiding deity of mind. Similarly, Lord Brahma appearing after intelligence is the presiding deity of intelligence, and Lord Shiva, who appear after false ego, is the presiding deity of false ego. In other words, it is indicated that the moon god is in the mode of goodness, whereas Lord Brahma is in the mode of passion, and Lord Shiva is in the mode of ignorance. The appearance of consciousness after the appearance of false ego indicates that from the beginning material consciousness is under the mood of ignorance, and that one therefore has to purify himself by purifying his consciousness. This purificatory process is called Krishna consciousness. As soon as the consciousness is purified, the false ego disappears. Identification of the body with the self is called false identification or the false ego. Lord Chaitanya confirms this in his Sista Astakam. He states that the first result of chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, is that dirt is cleansed from the consciousness or the mirror of the mind. And then at once the blazing fire of material existence is over. The blazing fire of material existence is due to false ego. But as soon as the false ego is removed, one can understand his real identity. At that point, he is actually liberated from the clutches of Maya. As soon as one is free from the clutches of false ego, his intelligence also becomes purified. And then his mind is always engaged upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears on the full moon day as Gaur Chandra, or the spotless transcendental moon. The material moon has spots on it, but on the transcendental moon, Gaur Chandra, there are no spots. In order to fix the purified mind in the service of the Supreme Lord, one has to worship the spotless moon, Gaur Chandra. Those who are materially passionate or those who want to exhibit their intelligence for material advancement in life are gradually worshippers of Lord Brahma, and persons who are in the gross ignorance of identifying with the body worship Lord Shiva. Materialists like Hiranyakashipu and Ravan are worshippers of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, but Prahlad and other devotees in the service of Krishna consciousness worship Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militamena
tasmai sri guruve namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam ena bhutale svayam rupada mahyam dadati svapadantikam. Translation: after the mind, the moon appeared, intelligence appeared next, and after intelligence, Lord Brahma appeared. Then the false ego appeared, and then Lord Shiva. And after the appearance of Lord Shiva, came consciousness and Aditi presiding over consciousness. So after the mind, the moon appeared. So mind, well, yesterday also we were supposed to discuss about mind. So mind is a constant companion of living entity, the same mind, not different mind. You change your gross body, but you don't change your subtle body. Subtle body remains as it is. As is it is means at the time of death, whatever is state of your subtle body, you carry that to next body and start from the same point where you was. So we have to purify our subtle body. There is no choice. Today, tomorrow, or life, or after lives, unless you purify one's subtle body, there is no question of peace, bliss, bhakti, or anything. Sometimes mind is compared as ghost, like a ghost at every moment wants to do something. So same thing like mind. Every minute mind has to do something. And empty mind is devil's workshop. If mind is not engaged properly, it becomes our deadly enemy. Bandur atma manastasya en atma eva atmanajita ana satruvat. If you don't conquer mind, then mind becomes our deadly enemy. And same mind can be our bandhu. So this mind is the center point of all knowledge acquiring senses. Aankha, naak, jeev, tvacha. Ear, nose, tongue, skin. Aankha, naak, jeev, tvacha. Five. Knowledge acquiring senses. This knowledge acquiring senses, when it is contacting the object of the senses, from that the thought gets produced. The thought, eyes, as for example, is contacting object of the eyes called beauty. A beautiful woman, beautiful peacock, beautiful flower, beautiful whatever. From that, vichar, the thought comes into being. Oh, I can smell that flower, beautiful flower. So that thought, I want to smell that flower, or pakora, tongue, taste, oh, beautiful pakora, nice, and tongue. So pakora touches tongue, matras parsast kaunteya. Touching, matra, object of the senses are touching the object, pakora. The sense is tongue and pakora is object. So when they come in contact, then from that thought is produced. I can have that beautiful pakora. Thought, when can I have? Thought, same thing, ear, sound, vibration, rock and roll music, Mangeshkar, Kirtan, Sundar, beautiful Kirtan. Thought is produced. Can I go there and hear? Can I? Thought produces. So all these five senses, when they touch the object, then the thought is produced. And that constant flow of that thought becomes mind. The mind is the constant flow of thoughts. And when these five senses produces vigorous thoughts, very speedy, thought after thought, all these five senses, many thoughts are produced in a small amount of time, fraction of a moment. Then the mind is constant flow of thought, so mind becomes disturbed, polluted, bechen, brings all this kind of mental disorder, mental problems, tension, depression. So it is like a mind becomes polluted, just like a river. It's compared with a river. Mind is compared with the river. In the monsoon season, a river is flowing very fast. The water is muddy. And in summer, river is flowing very steadily, calm, cool. So water is very crystal clear because the river is cool, steady. The same thing, many thoughts come at the same time from all the senses. The mind becomes polluted. And when the thought comes very slowly and gradually, one sense gratification after, very steady, the mind remains peaceful, blissful, happy. This is mind, constant flow of thought. So if you have all the object of the senses spiritual, kirtan, seeing lords and his devotee, touching tava gatra, tava vrutya gatra parsani prashana, by touching the lotus feet of devotees, tava touch, like that, if you have all of our five senses, only indulge in spiritual sense gratification. Then the thoughts coming are also spiritual. And the mind becomes spiritual. And mind becomes peaceful, blissful, happy. In that case, we tend to sleep more also. If you have some problem, you cannot sleep. You have to take a pills. Sleeping pills, because mind is restless. When your activities are spiritual, mind is peaceful, you tend to sleep also more. Even in japa time, peaceful mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. On Bhagavatam class especially, Bhagavatam class, peaceful mind. So this is mind. And above mind is intelligence. Indriyani paraniyahur indriyebhyo param manah manasastu parabuddhiryo buddhehe parasastu saha. Above the object of the senses are the senses, superior. Above the senses is mind. And above the mind is intelligence. And above the intelligence is you, the soul. And above the soul is super soul, Krishna. So this is a hierarchy. But right now our hierarchy is upside down. Sense gratification has taken over. Mind has taken over. Intelligence has taken over. The soul. So intelligence is the boss of mind. And the definition of intelligence is a discriminating faculty, which discriminates right versus wrong. So whoever can discriminate right versus wrong, he is considered to be the most intelligent person. most intelligent. Here is spiritual life, here is material life. And spiritual life is good, accepts, practice, intelligent. Ehi Krishna bhaje, sahi bado chatur. Whoever worship and whoever practices bhakti, he is the most intelligent chatur. He is the most intelligent person. So above mind, mind boss is intelligence. And boss of intelligence is we, the soul. So soul should dictate intelligence. What is right, what is wrong. And intelligence should dictate mind. Mind is like a receptionist, receives messages from outside world through our knowledge acquiring senses. So mind is receiving these messages, and mind should give these messages to the boss called intelligence. And intelligence can discriminate the thought. This is good, this is bad. But most likely senses takes a decision. I want this pukura, or I want this illicit things. Mind always chapal, chanchal, chanchalam himalam, mana Krishna. Mind always dwells on filthy things first. That's mind's nature. So you have to control mind with higher self called intelligence. Do this, don't do this. And higher intelligence, higher than intelligence is me, the soul. Tell intelligence, discriminate properly, and tell mind, do this, and tell senses, do this, not this. Then our cycle or our hierarchy is in place, not upside down. Most of the time our hierarchy is upside down, mind, intelligence. False ego. So, intelligence and mind produce, and then their devatas, Brahma and Shiva, is being produced. And came the consciousness and the deity of presiding over consciousness. So, we have to purify our consciousness by controlling our lower self by higher self. The consciousness can be put in right place. And Prabhupada says in the purport, the way to do it is by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Chetadarpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Sriya Kairava Chandrika param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sankirtan. And that chanting of the holy name must be done purely, Suddhanam. We have to practice chanting purely, Suddhanam. Suddhanam means Anya Bilasita Sanyam Gyan Karma Dhanavritam Anukulan Krishna Nusilan. This is Suddhanam, devoid of all offenses. Sakala Sadhana. Srishta Navavida Bhakti Krishna Prem Krishna Dite Dhare Mahasakti Taramadhyay Sarvasrishta Nama Sankirtan Niraparadhe Namalaile Pai Premadham. So out of ninefold devotional service, Sankirtan is the topmost. And Niraparadhe Namalaile Pai Premadham. By avoiding offenses and by taking Suddhanam, Niraparadhinam Lele, then we can attain that pure consciousness. So I don't think I want to elaborate much more because I want to respect the time. So we have to purify our consciousness. We take this consciousness with us, birth after birth. Better do it now than never. or ever. Now, that's intelligence. So, mainly chanting pure Nam in association with devotees. So, any question, comment? Yes, Sukadev Prabhu. Yes, so it's a different philosophies. This is Sankhya. That is Vyasadeva. It's, but nutshell remains the same. The creation, you know, then with Vaisheshika, he explains differently. Vyas differently. Kana differently. Gautam differently. But this is all same. They come to the conclusion, there is a God. Most of them. There is a consciousness. We are the consciousness, spirit soul. And then creation takes place like this, or like that, or like that. There's a different philosophy, different philosopher poses creation in little different way, here and there. But it's the same, ultimately, it's the same. Purify your consciousness. There is a God, and you are spirit soul. And spirit soul in material world is suffering. And that suffering is from where all philosophy comes. Buddhist, Vyasadeva, Gautama. Well, that this material world is full of distresses, full of birth, death, old age, full of distresses. So let's get out of here. So that's where all philosophy starts. Muslim, Christian, Hindu, both Torah. We are suffering, we are spirit, and we have to get out. This is philosophy. Now they present differently. Lord Shiva came after this, or Brahma came, or Neustadt, or false ego, or little different way presenting. Any other question? Yes.
How come this Lord Shiva is a representation of the mode of ignorance? You say.
How come?
This Lord Shiva represents mode of ignorance.
Yes.
Let me say. And we know this Lord Shiva is the highest Vaishnava, and he is the embodiment of distractions.
So Lord Shiva is in charge of mode of ignorance. Not that he is in mode of ignorance. He's not in mode of ignorance, but he's in charge. Why he's in charge? Because Krishna ordered him. Why Krishna ordered him? Because Krishna doesn't have to do nothing with garbage. This material world is garbage. So he said, Gunavatar, you take care of this garbage. Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. And he said, Purushavatar, you take creation. You do the material creation. So Gunavatar and Purushavatar, he said, you take care of this garbage. I am enjoying with my girlfriends, especially Radharani, Chandravali, Gopis and Gwalamitras, my mother, my father. I have nothing to do with it. So he put them in charge, Lord Shiva and Brahma and Vishnu and for this material world. Rasik Shekhar Krishna, Param Karun. He is Rasik Shekhar. His only business is to enjoy and enjoy and enjoy. Nothing to do with this garbage. And yes, Maya.
Is the deity perceiving our consciousness to super soul?
What is that again, please? Krishna, Super Soul, Paramatma, representing Krishna. Consciousness comes from Krishna. Krishna is the only one. when it comes to consciousness. He gives consciousness to Brahma, Shiva and everybody. Consciousness comes from super consciousness. Prabhupada says life comes from life. Consciousness comes from consciousness. Is that answer, sir? Any other question?
What is the relation between consciousness and intelligence?
Big difference. Consciousness is spiritual, intelligence is matter. And it's 180 degree difference. Spiritual and matter. Bhumi rupunala vayu khammano buddhi revacca ahankaram ityam me binna prakriti rastada. 8-4 separated energy of Krishna, which is separated from him, that makes it material. And spiritual means connection with Krishna. Whatever is connected with Krishna is spiritual. Whatever is separated from Krishna is matter. So earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. This eight comprises material energy, which is separated from Krishna. Consciousness is spiritual. Any other question?
Consciousness is awareness of what you are, right?
Awareness of?
What is your awareness, your consciousness?
Of what you are.
Right? And intelligence is what you gather through all your experiences, isn't it?
I cannot hear that far, but I have a problem here. But anyway, your comment must be valid. Good.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And intelligence is what you gather through all your experiences.
Yes. Intelligence is discriminating faculty, discriminates right versus wrong.
Yes.
And consciousness is chetna, awareness. Yes. Like she said, awareness. Yes. Chetna comes from chetan, chaitanya. Chetna comes from chaitanya, Krishna. It's a proof. You cannot produce chetana by material means in factories or in powerhouse or laboratory. Chetana comes from Krishna. Chetana comes from Chetan Krishna. And intelligence is a discriminating faculty, discriminating right versus wrong. Go to the temple or go to brothel, go to the pub. Discriminate. What is good for me? So intelligence, pure intelligence, oh, go to Krishna temple. Discrimination. That's intelligence. Any other question? Yes?
So we have to purify our consciousness
to Krishna. Yes, consciousness, you don't have to purify consciousness. Consciousness is always pure. But consciousness is covered. So we have to undo that covering. Consciousness is covered, just like fire is covered by ashes. So remove the ashes and that fire is glowing. So consciousness is always pure. Krishna's Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sabya Karunai Sravanadi Siddha Chitya Kare Uday. The consciousness is always Nitya Siddha in our heart with us. We are conscious. But that consciousness is covered by this gross body, gross mind, gross intelligence. So many layers. Consciousness has so many layers on top. So we have to undo those layers and come to the pure consciousness called Krishna consciousness. You become conscious of Krishna and nothing else. And conscious of his spiritual world, conscious of his spiritual devotees, pure devotees, conscious. So consciousness becomes unveiled, becomes manifest in a pure, on a, without any covering. We call it pure. It's never polluted, but then we call it pure. Consciousness is always pure, cannot be polluted. But coverings, earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. All these are coverings over the consciousness. Any other comment, question? Yes?
Intelligence can be subjective too, like when we say, do we have, everyone has got the same intelligence, or is it different?
Different level of intelligence. And has intelligence, but his intelligence is meager, not fully developed. A human being's intelligence is developed intelligence. So S cannot discriminate properly, right versus wrong. But human being can discriminate what is right, what is wrong, because they develop intelligence.
So all of the human beings have the same intelligence?
No, not same. Not same intelligence. It depends upon the coverings of intelligence. How thick it is. Intelligence. Like tree's intelligence is very thickly covered. Very thickly covered. Cannot have much intelligence. And human beings' intelligence is developed intelligence. As you progress, the utkranti, or natural evolution of the soul. So the intelligence also evolves with it. Otherwise, all bodies will be same. A tree body, animal body, human body will be the same, because the intelligence is same. But not so, because they don't have enough intelligence. Even human beings, they don't have same intelligence. Sambuddhu ka baap. And most of them are Buddha. Krishna says that in Gita. Bhagavad says in beginning, Mandasu mandumatayu, mandabhagya upadruta. First chapter, first canto, 8-9 sloka. Very first, Buddha ka baap. Mandamati, sumandamati. So intelligence, different intelligence. Mati means intelligence. Any other question? Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki. Srila Radha Vallabh ki. Jagannath Baldev Sudha Devi ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Premanandi ki.